Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive. Today, we're going to get into the world of ChatGPT prompts. You know those things you type in to get ChatGPT to, well, do its thing?
Yeah, and we're going way beyond the basics here.
Right.
Yeah.
This isn't just about asking ChatGPT to write you a poem or tell you a joke. We're talking about mastering the art of the prompt to unlock ChatGPT's true potential.
We'll be using an excerpt from The Ultimate and Super Fun Guide to Crafting Master Prompts for ChatGPT by PM Consulting. It's got some seriously awesome strategies.
Master prompts, huh? That sounds intriguing.
Think of it like this. Instead of starting from scratch every time you use ChatGPT, imagine having a set of templates that you can easily adapt to any situation.
Okay, I'm starting to see where this is going. So instead of reinventing the wheel, we've got these pre-built prompts ready to go.
Exactly, like having a Swiss Army knife of ChatGPT prompts, always ready for anything.
I like it. So how do we even start building these master prompts? Is there like a secret formula? Well, first, you got to know what you want. What's your goal? It's like walking into a kitchen and saying, make me something delicious. You need to know what you want to eat.
Okay, so be specific. Don't just tell ChatGPT to write something amazing, right?
Right. Let's say you want ChatGPT to help you write a killer blog post intro. You wouldn't just say, write a blog post intro. You'd give it more information.
Like the topic, the tone, who it's for.
Exactly. You got to break down your goal into those key ingredients.
Okay. Goal, ingredients. Got it. What's next? What about all the specific details that make a prompt, well, work?
Uh-huh. You're thinking about placeholders. They're like the secret sauce of master prompts. Think of them as fill-in-the-blank sections.
Oh, yeah. Placeholders. I was reading about those. They let you swap information in and out, right? So you could use the same prompt for different things just by changing the placeholders.
Bingo. It's all about adaptability. Let's say you're creating a prompt for social media posts, but you want to use it for different platforms and products.
Mm.
Instead of rewriting the entire prompt, you just swap out the info and the placeholders.
That's brilliant. So much more efficient. Okay, so we've got our goal. We've broken it down into ingredients. We've got our handy-dandy placeholders. Now what? How do we take it to the next level?
Now it's time to add those juicy details that really make a prompt sing. Give ChatGPT the context and instructions it needs to deliver something amazing.
Instead of just saying, write a blog post intro, I might say, write a catchy intro for a blog post on topic. Keep it tone and aimed at audience. Open with a bold statement or fun fact, then share why this topic matters.
Exactly. The more specific and detailed you are, the better ChatGPT can understand what you're looking for.
Okay, so detail is key. Got it. But what about flexibility? Can we build in some options so our prompt can adapt to different situations?
You're talking about variability? Think of it like adjusting the settings on a camera to achieve different effects.
Ah, so I can tweak the output based on what I need.
You got it. You can add options for different tones, styles, you name it. It makes your prompt incredibly versatile.
Awesome. So we've got our master prompt. It's detailed. It's adaptable. Are we done yet?
Almost. Just like a chef wouldn't serve a dish without tasting it first, we need to test our prompt and see how it performs.
So run it through ChatGPT, see what we get, and then tweak it until we're happy.
You got it. It's an iterative process.
And once we've created a masterpiece, we need to keep it somewhere safe, right? The source suggests using tools like Notion or Google Drive.
Exactly. Build your own library of ChatGPT superpowers. And believe me, once you start using master prompts, you'll be amazed at how much time and effort you save. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Next time, we'll look at some specific examples.
I'm excited. This is all starting to make sense. Master prompts, placeholders, variability. I'm feeling like a ChatGPT wizard already.
And that's just the beginning. We'll be back with more awesome strategies to take your ChatGPT skills to the next level.
Can't wait.
Last time we talked about the basics of crafting those awesome master prompts, those reusable templates for ChatGPT.
Right. Goals, ingredients, placeholders, all that good stuff.
But we only scratched the surface. There are some seriously cool advanced techniques that can take your prompts to a whole new level.
Advanced techniques, huh? I'm all ears. Let's unlock those hidden ChatGPT powers.
One technique is called few-shot learning. It's like giving ChatGPT a few examples of what you want before you actually give it the prompt.
Okay, I'm intrigued. So like showing a student a few good essays before asking them to write their own.
Exactly. If you wanted ChatGPT to create product descriptions, you might show it a few killer descriptions of similar products.
Ah, so it gets a feel for the style and structure, like a cheat sheet for ChatGPT.
Precisely. Another cool trick is role-playing.
Role-playing, like improv with AI.
Kinda. Let's say you want a blog post about meditation. Instead of write a blog post, you could say write a blog post as a seasoned meditation guru sharing their wisdom with beginners.
I get it. We're giving ChatGPT a persona to step into, like an actor playing a character.
Exactly. You're tapping into a different aspect of ChatGPT's intelligence, getting more creative and engaging content.
These are some seriously cool tricks. What about when you want ChatGPT to generate something longer, like a story?
That's where chain of thought prompting comes in.
Okay, that sounds intense. Break it down for me.
Imagine you're asking for a detective story. Instead of giving ChatGPT the whole plot, you break it down into smaller prompts.
So guide it step by step. Like first, describe the setting, then introduce the detective.
Bingo. You're giving ChatGPT a roadmap for the story, keeping it focused and coherent.
Wow, this is amazing. We're basically collaborating with ChatGPT to shape the story.
And that's the beauty of these techniques. You get more control over the output and create some seriously unique content.
I'm ready to try these out. Any other golden nuggets of wisdom you can share?
Remember, be specific. The more detail you provide, the better the results. ChatGPT isn't a mind reader, so paint a clear picture for it.
Like I'm giving it an artist's palette and saying, here's what I want you to create.
Exactly. And don't forget those all-important placeholders. Use a consistent format, like curly brackets, and label them clearly.
Okay, so we've covered basics, we've explored some advanced techniques, we've got our pro tips. Why is all this so important?
This isn't just about getting ChatGPT to do cool stuff. It's about unleashing your own creativity, automating tasks, and becoming a problem-solving machine.
It's like leveling up your brain with AI.
Exactly. You're learning to think differently, approach challenges creatively, and leverage AI to crush your goals.
I love that. But let's get practical for a sec. Remember those sample prompts we talked about last time?
You mean the ones for social media, business ideas, and email outreach?
Those are the ones. Let's see how they work in the real world.
Game on. Let's start with this social media prompt. Remember how we used it to promote that productivity app on Twitter?
Right. Focus Boost, I remember.
Well, now, imagine you're launching a new line of sustainable clothing called EcoThreads. You want a catchy Facebook post to announce it.
Okay, so different platform, different product, same prompt. Let's see if it works.
Let's plug in the info and see what ChatGPT comes up with.
Okay, I'm typing it in. All right, here's what we got. Get ready to wear your values on your sleeve. EcoThreads is launching a new line of sustainable clothing made from recycled materials. Join us on date for the big reveal. Hashtag sustainable fashion, hashtag eco-friendly, hashtag new collection. Not bad, huh?
Pretty slick. Just by swapping out those placeholders, we've got a completely new social media post.
And it only took a few seconds. Master prompts for the win. Now, what about that business idea prompt? Remember, it says, come up with innovative business ideas in a specific industry.
Let's say you're interested in the wellness and mindfulness space.
Okay, let's ask ChatGPT for 3 business ideas in that field.
Hit me with the output.
All right, here we go. 1, personalized mindfulness app for busy professionals. This app would offer guided meditations, breathing exercises, and stress reduction techniques specifically designed for busy professionals struggling with work-life balance. It would use AI to personalize content based on user data, goals, and preferences. 2, mindfulness retreats for digital detox. These retreats would offer a complete escape from technology and distractions, providing guests with a chance to reconnect with nature, practice mindfulness techniques, and cultivate inner peace. They would include activities such as yoga, meditation, nature walks, and healthy, mindful meals. 3, corporate wellness programs incorporating mindfulness. This business would offer customized mindfulness training and workshops for companies looking to improve employee well-being, reduce stress, and boost productivity. It would include techniques like mindfulness meditation, stress management, and emotional intelligence training.
Those are some pretty solid ideas. I could definitely see those taking off.
And look, ChatGPT even included a short description, target audience, and why each idea is relevant today, just like we asked in the prompt.
It's like having a personal business consultant on demand. Now for the final challenge. That email outreach prompt.
Right, the one that says, write an email to a person or company about a specific topic.
Imagine you're a freelance writer who specializes in sustainability, and you want to connect with a company called Green Living Solutions.
Okay, so we need to write a professional yet enthusiastic email about potential collaborations.
Let's aim for around 150 words.
Let's see what ChatGPT can do.
All right, lay it on me. What's the verdict?
Here's what it came up with. Subject. Collaboration opportunity. Sharing your sustainability story. Dear Name, I came across Green Living Solutions while researching companies committed to sustainable practices, and I was impressed by your work in mentioned specific project or initiative. As a freelance writer with a passion for sustainability, I've helped numerous companies like yours effectively communicate their eco-conscious missions through engaging content. I'd love to explore how my writing skills could support your efforts in reaching a wider audience and amplifying your positive impact. Would you be open to a brief call to discuss potential collaborations? Sincerely, your name.
Wow, that's impressive. It's concise, compelling, and hits all the key points.
And it's perfectly tailored to the situation.
This is why mastering prompts is so game-changing. It's like having a whole team of experts at your disposal.
I'm feeling super empowered. It's amazing to think how AI is changing the way we work and create.
It truly is a revolution. But it's not just about the technology, it's about how we use it. We need to stay curious, adaptable, and always learning.
That's so important. The world of AI is constantly evolving. What's cutting edge today might be outdated tomorrow.
So true. Stay curious, my friend. And next time, we'll dive even deeper into the world of AI. It's amazing, right? Just a few years ago, all this was just sci-fi stuff.
Yeah, who would have thought we'd be casually chatting with AI and using it to write code, make art, and even learn new things?
And it's just the beginning. AI is evolving so rapidly, it's hard to keep up.
It feels like every day there's a new breakthrough or a new way to use ChatGPT.
And that's why it's so important to stay curious and keep learning.
Absolutely. We need to keep exploring and experimenting, pushing those boundaries to see what's possible.
Speaking of pushing boundaries, have you seen any uses of ChatGPT that totally blew your mind?
You know, the thing that really surprised me was seeing ChatGPT write code.
Yeah, that's a game changer. It's still early days, but the potential is incredible.
I always thought coding was this super complex thing that only, you know, tech geniuses could do.
Right, but with ChatGPT, even someone with zero coding experience can start creating things.
It's making tech more accessible, which is amazing.
Think about it. Instead of spending hours figuring out lines of code, you could just tell ChatGPT what you want to build, and it does the hard work.
That could revolutionize the software industry. What other unexpected uses have you seen?
Well, this might surprise you, but ChatGPT is making waves in education.
Really? How so?
Imagine personalized lessons tailored to each student's needs.
Like ChatGPT figures out how each student learns best and creates a custom learning plan.
Exactly. It's like having a virtual tutor that's available 24/7.
That's amazing. It could make such a difference for students who struggle in traditional classrooms.
And it's not just about making learning easier. It's about opening up new possibilities.
Right. AI can help us learn in ways we never even imagined before.
It's truly fascinating to see how this technology is impacting so many different fields.
It's not just about writing and coding anymore, is it? I've even heard about people using ChatGPT for things like customer service, marketing, and even therapy.
Yeah, it's popping up everywhere. It's being used to analyze data, create content, and even provide emotional support.
AI therapy, huh? I'm curious about that. I mean, not that it could replace a human therapist, but I wonder if it could be helpful for certain things.
It's still being explored, but some people find it easier to open up to an AI, especially about sensitive topics.
I can see how that could be beneficial. It removes that fear of judgment.
It's all about finding new ways to use this technology to improve our lives and make the world a better place.
It's mind-blowing to think about the possibilities, especially as AI continues to evolve.
It's important to remember, though, AI is a tool. And like any tool, it can be used for good or for bad.
That's a crucial point. We need to be mindful of the ethical implications and make sure AI is used responsibly.
Absolutely. We need to have open discussions about the potential risks and benefits of AI and create guidelines to ensure it's used for the betterment of humanity.
That's our responsibility, not just as tech enthusiasts, but as citizens of the world.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of ChatGPT and AI, I want you to walk away with this. This technology is powerful.
It has the potential to revolutionize so many aspects of our lives, but it's up to us to shape its future.
What will you create with AI? What problems will you solve? What positive impact will you make on the world?
Those are the questions we all need to be asking ourselves.
Thanks for joining us on this journey into the fascinating world of AI. Keep exploring, keep experimenting, and keep those master prompts handy.
That's it for this episode of The Deep Dive. Until next time, keep learning, keep questioning, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.